ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ ईशावास्यम् इदं सर्वं यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः माग्रधः कस्य स्विद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छतकं समाः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे असुर्या नाम ते लोकाः नमसावृताः तागुंस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति ये के चात्महनो जनाः अने जदेकं मनसो जवीयः नैनद्देवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षत् तद्धावतोऽन्यानत्येति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरिष्वादधाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्वन्तिके तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदो सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येवानुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानम् ततो न विजुगुप्सते यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मैवाभूद्विजानतः तत्र को मोहः कः शोकः एकत्वमनुपश्यतः सपर्यगाच्छुक्रम् अकायमौरणम् अस्नाविरगम् शुद्धमपापविद्धम् कविर्मनीषी परिभूस्वयम्भूः याथा तथ्यतोऽर्थान् व्यदधाच्छाश्वतीभ्यः समाभ्यः अन्धम् तमः प्रविशन्ति ये अविद्यामुपासते ततो भूय इव ते तमो यवो विद्यायागम् रताः अन्यदेवाहुः विद्यया अन्यदाहुरविद्यया इति शुश्रुमधीराणाम् येनस्तद्विचचक्षिरे విద్యాంచ అవిద్యాంచ యస్తద్వేద ఉభయగం సః అవిద్యయా మృత్యుం తీర్త్వా విద్యయా అమృతమశ్నుతే. అంధం తమః ప్రవిశంతి యే అసంభూతిముపాసతే తతో భూయ ఇవతే తమో యవో సంభూత్యాగం రతాః. అన్యదేవాహుః సంభవాత్ అన్యదాహుర సంభవాత్ ఇతి శుశ్రుమధీరాణాం యేనస్తద్విచ చక్షిరే సంభూతించ వినాశంచ యస్తద్వేదోభయగం సః వినాశీర్త్వా అసంభూత్యామృతమశ్నుతే. విల్ రీడ్ దిస్ మంత్ర అగైన్. అసంభూతించ వినాశంచ అసంభూతించ వినాశంచ యస్తద్వేదోభయగం సః వినాశేన మృత్యుం తీర్త్వా అసంభూత్యామృతమశ్నుతే. హిరణ్మయేన పాత్రేణ సత్యస్యాపి హితం ముఖం తత్వం పోషన్న పావృణ సత్యధర్మాయ దృష్టయే పోషన్ ఏకర్షే యమ సూర్య ప్రజాపత్య వ్యూహరశ్మీన్ సమూహ తేజః యత్తే రూపం కళ్యాణతమం తత్తే పశ్యామి యోసావసౌ పురుషః సోహమస్మి. వాయురనిలమమృతం అథేదం భస్మాంతకం శరీరం. ఓం క్రతో స్మర కృతం స్మర క్రతో స్మర కృతం స్మర. సో హియర్ కర్మ ఉపాసన సముచ్చయకర్త. I'm repeating this, so you all must be able to say Sanskrit sentence, okay? Word. Karma upasana samuchaya karta. Karta means performer. Who is the performer here? The one who performs rituals along with the practice of meditation. Karma upasana samuchaya karta. So living a life of meditation, performing rituals together, a person who is karma upasana samuchaya karta, and he is now praying here. And before he leaves the physical body, the time of death, and he is praying, may this sukshma shariram of mine become one with Hiranyagarbha samashti sukshma prapanchaha. I explained this already yesterday, and here vayuhu anilam. And who is this Hiranyagarbha? We also saw Hiranyagarbha is individual sukshma shariram, is adhyatmam, and samashti sukshma prapancha is adhidaivam. So may this adhyatmam sukshma shariram become one with Hiranyagarbha, the adhyatma samashti sukshma prapancha, become one with that. May the fraction be resolved in total. May the individuality be resolved in totality at the subtle level. And then this body, made his physical body, also be offered unto Agni Devata. May it be offered unto Agni Devata, the fire god, thereby may it be reduced to ashes. Basmantagam idam shariram. And having expressed his prayer, then what does he say? Krato smara kritam smara. And I said the word kratuhu literally means a ritual, but here the word kratuhu is given two different meanings. First meaning is mind, second meaning is fire, Agni Devata. So krato smara kritagam smara means, O mind, please remember means, may you continue to be meditative, may continue to remember the things which you have been remembering the whole life. Now yesterday I explained very clearly, whatever you think at the time of death alone is going to determine your next birth. Isn't it? So very important for one to think of Bhagavan at the time of death. And if you have to think of the Lord at the time of death, and you must be thinking of the Lord the whole life, which means you must be prayerful and worshipful throughout the life, so that you will be able to remember the Lord at the time of death. You know that. So that is said here, Om Krato Smara means, please be meditative, O mind, be meditative. And the upasana which you have been, the meditation you have been practicing the whole life, may this mind be continued to be in meditation. Be thoughtful of the Lord. And remember all the worships and prayers that have been doing involved in whole life. Then, Krato Smara, we saw again. And now, we are moving on to the Bhashyam portion. We stopped with yesterday. Atha idam shariram agno hutam basmantam bhuyat. Now I am going to see the next meaning. We are going to see that Om. You know, you come across the word Om, that's important discussion today. Om. Om kratosmara kritagam smara kratosmara kritagam smara Om. And here, Om, you all know very well, a sound symbol of the Lord the whole. See, Om is one thing which can be used for contemplation as well as for meditation. If you see the meaning of the word Omkara, if you dwell upon the meaning of the sound Omkara, then it can be contemplation. Om can be taken to dwell upon the real nature of Ishvara, real nature of one's own soul. Understanding the meaning of Omkara is actually dwelling upon one's own real nature. Then it can be taken for contemplation. And the Om can be taken as an alambanam for meditation also. Saguna Brahma Upasanam, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, for both Om can be used. And you all know very well, Om consists of three sounds, Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha. So, this Om is one syllable consisting of three sounds. So, monosyllabic expression, Om. And this can be used as an alambanam symbol for the Lord. And here, Om is one of the symbols to invoke the grace of Lord as Hiranyagarbha. Om is equal to, in this context, Om is equal to Hiranyagarbha. And so it is said here, Om iti yatha upasanam Yatha upasanam means, see the mantra bhasham here. See, sun is an alambanam for Hiranyagarbha. Alambanam means an symbol on which the Lord is invoked. Sun, om, fire, there so many things can be taken as alambanam to invoke Hiranyagarbha. And here om is the name for Hiranyagarbha, om is alambanam. So om iti yatha upasanam. And what is this om? Tell you again, we have symbols. Because Bhagavan, the Lord, is the whole, it is difficult to dwell upon, difficult to visualize the Lord, the whole, because we have to use his mind alone has to visualize the whole. It is difficult, it is not possible for the mind, which is a fraction, which is part of the whole, to dwell upon the whole, to visualize the whole. Therefore, we have alambanam, symbols. And Vedic meditation, so many other things are also taken as symbols. Suppose if the symbol, the form, which stands for, it symbolizes the Lord, has different limbs. Like we have murtis here. See Hanumanji's murti, Krishna's murti, Devi's murti. There you can see face, hands and legs. Like a form. Form with limbs. The form with the limbs and parts is taken as an alambanam. It is called pratima. Any form which has limbs is called pratima. Pratima means sa avayava murtihi. Sa avayava murtihi means savayava murtihi. Savayava murtihi means what? A form which has parts or limbs. We can invoke the Lord, the God, the whole in any one given object which has limbs and form, parts. Savayava murtihi. These murtis are savayava murtis. Suppose we take Shivalingam. There's no limbs. Just one. We take Kalagrama. No? Then Salagrama is taken as alambanam for Lord Vishnu. It has no limbs. Shivalingam is alambanam for Shiva. No limbs. So it is Niravayava Murtihi. Niravayava Murtihi is called Pratikam. Pratima Pratikam. We have two types of symbols. Either Pratima or Pratikam. So form symbol. Niravayava Murtihi. Form without limbs is called Pratikam. Like Shivalingam is a Pratikam. Salagram is a Pratikam. But what about Om? Om is not even a form with limbs or without limbs. Om is a sound symbol of the Lord. Therefore, Om also is known by the term Pratikam. It's a Pratika Alambanam. Is it clear? Sound symbol. Therefore, it is, see, Shankaracharya mentions in his commentary, Om Pratikatmakatvat. Pratika Atmakatvat. Oh, see, Om Pratikatmakatvat means what? It's a Pratikam. Om, the Alambanam Omkara, is an Alambanam without limb, sound symbol. Alambanam for Hiranyagarbha. And who is here, the Lord here? Satyatmakam. Satyatmakam. Satyatmaka means Hiranyagarbha, Satyam Brahma. And here, Agni Akhyam, Agni Akhyam, Agnihi. Again, Satyam Brahma, who is in the form of Agnihi also, fire. Brahma Abhedena Uchyate, Brahma Abhedena Uchyate. It is looked upon as something non-different from Hiranyagarbha. Agnihi is an alambanam. Om is an alambanam. So Hiranyagarbha is invoked. And Agnihi. Okay. Why Om is important? Let me quickly tell you. So many things we had to say for Om. All the Veda mantras, all mantras of all four Vedas, all four Vedas are actually only one Veda. One Veda later on compiled into four. It's one Veda. And of all the Veda mantras can be reduced to one mantra. You all know very well. Savitri mantra and Gayatri meter. And that mantra again can be reduced to three Vyahrutis. Bhohu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Again these three Vyahrutis again can be reduced to one sound. Om. Therefore, Om stands for the entire Veda Shastra. Om is said to be the essence extracted from the Veda. What mean? Om Yas Chandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha Chandobhyo Dhyamruta At Sambhava Chandobhya Amrutat Adisambhava Chandobhyo Dhyamruta At Sambhava. Isn't it? So there's a prayer, so prayer is different. Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu. There Omkara is prayed to. The Lord is invoked in the name of Omkara, and there his prayer is for Medha. Prayer is for the good power of intellection. Medha Shakti. And Chandobhya Amrutat Adisambhava. It means it is extracted from all the mantras, reduced to Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra reduced is in the form of threefold Vyahritis, Bhohu, Bhavaha, Suvaha. And those three Vyahritis reduced is what? Om. Therefore, Om is great and Om is sound symbol of the Lord. Another meaning I want you to know. Any language has vowels and consonants. Whether Hebrew or French or whatever is the language. Any language consists of vowels and consonants. No language has only vowels. No language has only consonants. So, the whole world is nothing but objects. Many objects, subtle objects, gross objects, all of them constitute the universe. And every object has a name. And a name is a word. We say mic is a name of a given object, which is a word. Padam. Chair is a word, a name of a given object, which serves a given purpose. It is a word. Window. Window means it is a name of a given form, denoting a given form, serving a given purpose, and it is a word. Shabdaha, padam. Like that, every word is a name denoting a given form, serving a given purpose. Okay, and that word, no word is outside of vowels and consonants. All the words are nothing but combination of vowels and consonants. So objects are denoted by words, and words consists of vowels and consonants. And all vowels and consonants of any language do not come out from anywhere other than this part. You can't say, no, no, French is spoken from Thai. No. Nobody can say. Any language has to come only from here. Isn't it? So, you say, is a guttural. Is a guttural. Sound is from here. Whoever says, where do you say? Guttural. Libial. So between this and in between you have another vowel, oo. You have to round up your lips to say oo. So all vowels and consonants of all languages are within this akara, ukara, makara. Avu, three sounds stand for all vowels and consonants. All vowels and consonants stand for all the words of all languages. And all the words stand for all the objects denoted by the words. And all the objects constitute the universe. Therefore, again same logic. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, C is equal to D, A is equal to D. Therefore, Om is equal to the whole. Isn't it? Another meaning also is that you must have heard in Mandukya Upanishad. Akaraha stands for the waking, the waker and the waking universe. The knower and the known obtaining in the waking state is denoted by Akaraha. And the knower and the known obtaining in dream state is denoted by another vowel, Ukaraha. And the knower and the known resolved, unmanifest. The knower status unmanifest. The known universe unmanifest is denoted by the nasal sound Makaraha. The unmanifest, subtle manifestation and total manifestation. Okay, all three in the universe are denoted, universe is denoted by three sounds, Akara, Ukara, Makara. And when you say Om, 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 between two Oms there is silence. Do you see that? Between two Oms, silence. That silence symbolizes consciousness. Okay? Silence is not consciousness. Silence is the nature of consciousness. Silence is not, okay? Silence, not making noise, not being noisy, is the nature of consciousness. The silence symbolizes, stands for consciousness. So silence, okay, the consciousness which is of the nature of silence is the source of all the sounds, all the words. So noiseless silence, from silence all the words emerge. What does it mean? Silence, being silent is silence. This is nature of consciousness, Atma. And Atma is the Turiya Padaha, you heard in Mandukya. Is it clear? So Akara stands for Vishvaha and Virat. Ukara stands for Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbhaha. Makara stands for Prajnaha and Antaryamishwaraha. And the silence which follows Makara stands for Atman Turiya Padaha. Isn't it? Therefore, this is Om. The Om stands for the whole Ishwara. But here, Omkara, when you say in Mandukya, Om is meant for Nirguna Brahma Upasana. But here the Om symbolizes Hiranyagarbha. I wanted to wanted you to understand the difference. So the second meaning of the word Kratuhu is what? Agnihi. First meaning is mind. Second meaning is Agnihi. So now the Upasakaha tells the Agnihi, Hey Krato. Okay. Let us see both the meanings here now. Hey Krato.
Hey Krato.
Sankalpatmaka.
Sankalpatmaka.
See, the first meaning of the word Kratuhu is what? Sankalpatmakam Manaha. So he addresses his own mind. Oh mind. Why mind? How does he address the mind? Say Sankalpatmaka. The one who is in the form of cognition, knowledge, perception, volition, imagination, visualization. Sankalpatmaka. You know very well, mind is of the nature of thinking, imagination, visualization, volition. Therefore, mind is addressed as He Sankalpatmaka. O mind, Smara. Read that, Smara.
Smara,
Smara is the word you find in mantra. Smara is an imperative verb. Do remember. Do remember means what? He says, Yan mama smartavyam. Yan mama smartavyam. What should be remembered by me definitely, unforgetfully? You know, what should be remembered? Yan smartavyam mama. What should I remember? What should be remembered by me at the time of death? That may you remember. He tells his mind. Means be meditative. May you be dwelling, meditating upon Hiranyagarbha. Why you should remember now? Oh mind, come on, don't forget to remember. Okay, please remember. Please meditate. Be meditative. May your attention be on Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because tasya kalaha ayam. Pratyupasthitaha. I am kalaha pratyupasthitaha. This time has come. The time to depart has come. Now don't stop. Okay? Now there's no time for you anything else now. Please be, no? Don't. The mind should not be deviated, should not be distracted towards anything else. No other object should come and occupy the mind. Because any time the mind may have to quit. Therefore, no kalaha pratyupasthitaha. Read the mantra, the Shankara's commentary there. Tasya kalaha ayam pratyupasthitaha. It means the time has arrived to depart. Ataha, therefore, smara. Shankaracharya writes the reason why you should remember. Why you should be thinking of Hiranyagarbha. Because kalaha pratyupasthitaha. Smara. Now, what should you be remembering? What should you be meditating on? What should you be thinking of? He says, yetavantam kalam. Bhavitam. Okay. Now, whatever has been thought of, whatever has been being thought of until now, whatever has been meditated upon until now, what you were doing all these years, all my life, what was his mind doing? His mind was involved in Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Not simply Upasanam, all simultaneously performing rituals doing other duties, following the disciplines, to make it short, living a clean life of dharma enjoined by the shastram, doing everything what should be done, practicing the Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, this person has lived. So he says, that is why, Yetavantam Kalam, until this time, Yetavantam Kalam, the whole life which has been lived by me, what has been remembered and thought of, meditated upon, may you meditate on that. Hiranyagarbha, again, may you remember only those things what you have been remembering and thinking of. Whatever was your inner life, and may you continue to be have the same life. Okay? Yad yetavantam kalam bhavitam smara. Okay? And second meaning Shankaracharya gives, with the second line now. Kritam agnesmara. Now he leaves the mind. Another meaning is what? Agnihi. He agnesmara. Why he is addressing the agnihi? Because, see, he was using mind to meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. Mind was instrument of meditation for him. And what did he, next he used, Agni was used to perform rituals. These two things which he used, he remembers. Karma Upasana Samuchaya Karta used his mind to meditate on Hiranyagarbha. He used the fire to perform rituals. First he addresses the mind, now he addresses the Agni. O Agni Smara, because you have been the witness of all the rituals I have been performing. Yanmaya balya prabhuti anushthitam karma tatcha smara. Please do remember, he Agne, all the rituals, all forms of worship I have been following throughout my life from my childhood. See, from my childhood, from the time the child is initiated into Gayatri, the study of scriptures, as a Vaidika, the time on Upanayanam onwards, the day the child is initiated into the study of scriptures, being initiated into the Gayatri Mantra Japa, from that time onwards, isn't it? From that time onwards, he would have been taught, do this. Lot of rituals. As a child, he must have been doing his own form of worship. As a brahmachari, he would have been doing his duties. He would have been performing rituals relevant for a brahmachari. And then as a grihastha, he must have been doing other rituals. Isn't it? The whole life, balya prabhruti, from childhood onwards, as a child, as a boy, as a youth, as a householder, as a grown up individual, so I have been, even as a vanaprasthi, whatever I have been doing, I have been doing all the rituals, I have performed the whole of my life, all the nitya karmas I have been strictly following, all of them Agni, you are the witness, and please do remember them. Which means, who is Agni here? Agni is symbol of Hiranyagarbha. Okay, please remember them. And Kritam Smara, Krato Smara, Kritam Smara. Oh fire, please do remember. Please do remember whatever has been done. Iti Punarvachanam Adarartham. Why he repeats? So that they won't forget. Okay? Repetition is always for emphasis. Punaha Adarartham Punarvachanam. Please do remember. once is not enough. Please remember, please remember, don't forget, please remember. Means for emphasis. Punarvachanam adarartham. Okay. We have completed the 17th mantra. You all remember very well, Om is an alambanam for Hiranyagarbha, and he is telling the Agni mind to continue to be in meditation at the time of death. He is calling Agni to tell him not remember all the karma that have been performed the whole life, which means may you remember everything so that I am not deprived of what I should be getting. My fruit of my action. Oh, life must give me the fruit. Imagine, even a farmer who does 6 months, works very hard, plows the land, tills everything, removes the weeds, and waters, sows the seed, plants, waters the seeds, then water the plants, and he waits for the growth of a small plant, a sapling, first he sprouts, he protects and protects and protects, and until it yields, after 6 months he waits for harvesting. How happy he is. 6 months waiting, working very hard, day after day after day after day, looking after. Even he is excited. What about his upasakaha? Whole life rich, performing rituals, doing nitya karma, namittikam karma, following panchamaha yajnas, meditating upon Hiranyagarbha, whole life he lived for Devaloka. Now he, how excited he must be. Isn't it true? That is why, oh Agni, I'm going to leave now. Don't forget, please remember everything I have done so that I really get what I deserve. Oh mind, no, don't stop. Please be meditative so that you continue to be in Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Now this is the prayer. Now we'll move on to the last mantra, 18th mantra. At last we have come to the 18th mantra. But you know thoroughly well, don't you? Punaha anyena mantrena margam yachate. You can understand Sanskritam, which sounds like Hebrew. Easy. Punaha anyena mantrena, again. Punaha means what? Again. Punaha, again. Anyena mantrena, by another one more mantra also, margam yachate. He prays for the root, prays for the gatihi. And he is very conscious. And if he has to go to Devaloka, which route he should be traveling by? Solar path, Surya gatihi, or bright path, Shukla gatihi. No, it's many words. Three names are there. Devayanaha, or Shukla gatihi, or Surya gatihi. Bright path. One more gati, that is Krishna gatihi, dark path, or lunar path, Chandra gatihi, or Pitruyanaha. Two routes. One route will take a person to Pitruloka, where he can go, have a nice time, very good holiday, and Punyam gets exhausted and he has to come back with his return ticket. Nobody can plan a long stay in Pitruloka. You can stay for some time, enjoy, come back. And Pooja Swamiji used to say, Veda promoted tourism those days itself. Okay, even those days, tourism was promoted. If you go to heaven, you can enjoy this. You can have special artists singing. And like how special artists have come to NASA to sing and dance and all that, Like that, there also we have different artists. Okay, celestial artists. Gandharva's music and then other apsaras dancing, like that. So we're talking all about traveling to. We all really have interest. Let me go to Swarga. Let me go there. No promotion. So what I'm saying, but you must be very, 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 very strong, dispassionate person not to have desire for, I want only jnana. No, I'm not interested in all those things. Very difficult, isn't it? Okay. See, Veda itself promotes, and Veda itself will say, come on, once your punyam gets exhausted, you have to come back. If you travel by Pitruyana, you perform only ritual, 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 whole life the person performs ritual, nitya karmas he does, he earns punyam. And he can go have a good holiday, but has to come back. It is not permanent. Even Pitru Lokaha is anityaha. There is no, still you are bound. Even if you go to Pitru Lokaha, you continue to be jivaha, an individual, limited individual. Going to heaven does not make you a limitless Atma or Brahma. Still you are, as long as you are ignorant, you are a jiva. So the person who travels to any loka is a jiva. Please understand that. There is no Ishwaratvam. And Shukla Gatihi, we travel by Shukla Gatihi, can go to Devaloka. There, again, possibility of attaining Krama Muktihi in Devaloka, isn't it? So now he is asking, look, what is the path he wants? Let us see here. Agne,
Agne
Naya,
Naya,
Agne Naya,
Agne Naya,
Supatha,
Supatha,
Raye,
Raye,
Agne Naya,
Agne Naya,
Supatha, Raye,
Supatha, Raye.
This mantra doesn't even sound completely different words. Okay. Agne Naya,
Agne Naya,
Supatha Raye,
Supatha Raye,
Asman,
Asman,
Vishwani Deva,
Vishwani Deva,
Vayunani Vidwan,
Vayunani Vidwan,
Yuyodhyasmat,
Yuyodhyasmat,
Juhurana Menaha,
Juhurana Menaha,
Yuyodhyasmat,
Yuyodhyasmat,
Juhurana Menaha,
Juhurana Menaha,
Bhuishthamte,
Bhuishthamte,
Nama Uktim Videma,
Nama Uktim Videma,
Agne Naya,
Agne Naya,
Supatha,
Supatha,
Raye,
Raye,
Asman,
Asman.
Second, Vishwani,
Vishwani,
Deva,
Deva,
Vayunani Vidwan,
Vayunani Vidwan,
Yuyodhyasmat,
Yuyodhyasmat,
Juhurana Menaha,
Juhurana Menaha,
Bhuishthamte,
Bhuishthamte,
Nama Uktim Videma,
Nama Uktim Videma.
Bhuishtham should go with the next line. Chanting. Okay. Now, He Agne, O fire, Naya. Naya means imperative verb again. May you lead. May you take. Whom Asman. Asman means us. Always, sometimes, your respectful expression is, instead of using singular, you can use plural word as a respectful expression. Asman Naya, please take us. Take us means take me, who is Karma Upasana Samuchaya Karta. Karma Upasana Samuchaya Kartaram Mam Naya. Asman means us. Naya. And how should you lead us? How should you take? Supatha. Path means root. And patha is instrumental case. Patha. Su means good. Supatha means by Shukla Gatihi. Please do take us through the solar path. Supatha means by good path. Good path means what? Solar path. Solar path means Shukla Gatihi, bright path. Take me through the bright path. He already knows which route he should go to. Okay? He only wants Gagni. Don't forgetfully, don't put me other side, okay? Sometimes you miss the flight, sitting waiting at the airports, and they put, you would have booked, planned something else, and you end up going by somebody else. So such things should not happen. Correctly, I must be taken only through Shukla Gatihi. Supatha Naya, hey Agne, Supatha Naya, take me through bright path, which alone will end up, which will take me to Devalokaha, Brahmalokaha. And for what? What is the purpose? That is meant by the following word, Raye. Raye means for wealth. Please take me through the bright path, which alone will take me to Devalokaha, for wealth. For wealth means what? For enjoying the wealth in terms of punyam, punya phalam, of being on with Hiranyagarbha. And here now he says, Hey Deva, see second line now. Second line, Deva. Deva again addressing Agni, is Hey Agni Deva, O Lord, O effulgent Lord, Vidwan. You have to, the Tvam is implied there. Tvam Vidwan. Vidwan means knower. Atma Vidwan, Brahma Vidwan, Sangeeta Vidwan, language Vidwan. Is it? But here, Agni is the knower of all his rituals, because Agni was always there. There cannot be a Vedic ritual without Agni. First thing to perform any ritual, to offer oblations, you have to invoke Agni. Kindle fire. First kindle fire, only then you can offer oblations, because fire is the carrier, fire is the postman. No? From all these people, who carries the Agni, Ahuti is offered? Fire. The fire is called Havya Vahanaha. Havyam means oblation. The carrier of oblations to all the devatas. Havya Vahanaha. And Agni is also called Deva Mukh, mouth of devas. Why? All the oblations offered to any devata has to be offered only to through the Agni. Therefore, Agni, kindling fire, to offer any oblation is very important. He is addressing now, Hey Deva, Tvam Vidwan, you know, you are the knower. What do you know? Vishwani. Vishwani means all. Why it is plural word? An adjective for Vayunani. Completely different word. You wouldn't have heard it in conventional language at all. Vayunani means karmani. You know all our actions, all my actions, all my karmas, everything that I did, you know very well. Every ritual I performed, any oblation offered, I offered, everything you know. Or, Hey Tvam Vidwan, Hey Deva, Tvam Vishwani Vayunani Vidwan, you are the only witness, knower of all the oblations I offered to all the devatas. Okay, you know. Is it clear now? Tvam, Hey Deva, Tvam Vishwani Vayunani Vidwan, you are the only witness, knower of all rituals I have performed. Therefore, what you should do? Take me through the Shukla Gatihi the solar path, the bright path, in order to reach Hiranyagarbha Loka, the world of Hiranyagarbha, ultimately to enjoy the result of my hard work. Third line, Yuyodhi Asmat Juhuranam Yenaha. Sometimes we work very hard, we do deserve the good result also, in spite of our hard work, in spite of appropriate, adequate efforts, in spite of hard work, you know, still sometimes we are not able to enjoy what we deserve. Why? What is that which prevents you from enjoying what you deserve? Sometimes we don't deserve, that's a different problem. In spite of being a deserving person, we are not able to enjoy sometimes. Why? That is said here, our own papa karma become what obstacles. Please understand, that's why I said, whenever we are obstructed, blocked, and means our own papa karma palam alone comes as an obstruction, obstacle. It's called pratibandha. Pratibandha means the blockage, isn't it? It blocks your being progressive. You're not allowed to progress. You're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to enjoy. You're deprived of enjoying what you deserve. That is because of the pratibandha caused by your own papa karma. See? So now he's saying, first he asked what he wanted, and he remembers, in case I have any pratibandha, of course I deserve this, of course I have done everything, of course I must be taken through Shukla Gatihi, and of course I am requesting you also, maybe you all definitely will take me. Some other papa karma can come and block. Therefore, he is very conscious. Yuyodhi means remove. Remove means what? Completely, totally destroy. See that there is no papa karma which comes and blocks my journey to Hiranyagarbha Loka. Yuyodhi. Remove, destroy. What you should remove here is yenaha. See, you can see the word juhuranam yenaha. If you break it, you get the word juhuranam yenaha. Asmat means what? My, our. Asmat means our, also my. So, juhu, asmat, my, yenaha means papam. Yenas. Now, sakaranta shabda. Enas. Sakaranta shabda. New to gender word like manas. It's a enit papam. And what is this papam? The adjective which describes the papam also. Now, what is juhuranam yenam? What is juhuranam? Shankara gives the meaning kutlam. We are going to read the meaning again. So, juhuranam means actually evil. The papam which is evil papam. Perverted, is it? The perverted, evil, that bhacha papam, juhuranam is adjective for papam. Enaha, juhuranam enaha, yuyodhi, not somebody else's, asmat. Asmat, juhuranam enaha, yuyodhi. Please do remove, destroy this evil papam, which if at all it is there, which is pratibandha, which blocks, which prevents me from of enjoying what I deserve. Please do that also. But you destroy my this evil papam, which is a pratibandha, which is an obstacle in accomplishing what I have to accomplish, then I'll be successful. Beautiful, isn't it? Now, so what he says now, Bhuishtam means abundantly. Bhuishtam, many, 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 many. తే నమ ఉక్తిం విధేమ. See, I do namaskaram, aham namami, he could have said. Now, okay, he's old man, the deathbed. So, he can't namaskaram physically. He says, I express my words of salutations. I physically can't bow now. So, nama uktim vadami. Namaha, namaha, I say. I reveal my namaskar, no, salutations orally to you. Te, to you, nama uktim vidhema. I say, I offer my namaskarams orally to you, not once, bhuishtam, many times. Many namaskarams to you, I say orally to you. Why? Why do I say namaskaram to you? Because I really seek your grace. And you have to remove, destroy all my papams which are there, no, obstructing my achievement. And you know all that I have done. Therefore, please, O Agni, take me through this, O Lord, bright path, supatha, ultimately to enjoy the wealth of Hiranyagarbha Lokaha. The world of Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear? Which word have you not understood here? I'm sure you understood every word. Okay. Now we move on to Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, Bhashyam. The same words we will understand better. Okay? Be happy. We are going to conclude the meaning of the mantra soon. He Agne.
He Agne.
He Agne. Agne is what? Sanskrit students. Ikarantaha, Pullingaha, Agnishabdaha, Sambodhana Pratamayam. In vocative case, you can't say Agnihi. Agne. He Agne. O fire. That's the meaning. But here, who is fire here? Symbol of Bhagavan himself. Naya. Naya means lead, take. Please do carry, please do lead, please do take. Means gamaya. Shankara gives the meaning gamaya. Gamaya means what? Make me go. Help me move. Lead. So us means lead me, is set as mentioned as lead us. Supatha. Supath. Su means good. Path, path. Supatha means shobhanena margena. Shobhanaha margaha. What is shobhanaha margaha? The pleasant path. Then pleasant path is what? What is pleasant path? Shuklagatya. Through shuklagatihi. Shuklagatihi means bright path. Solar path. Don't ask me whether I know anything about it. Just mantra says I'm repeating. Okay. Suprateti. Suprata iti. Viseshanam. Dakshina marga. Nivrutyartham. See, Shankaracharya writes his commentary. Why simply, hey Agni, please take me? He would have asked. You know everything. But he is very conscious. Suprata. Why the adjective su is given there? Because to avoid being, he avoid the dakshina margaha. Dakshina margaha means what? Dakshina margaha means pitruyanaha. Pitruyanaha means what? Dark path. He should not be forgetfully taken through Krishna Gatihi, dark path to Pitruloka. He should be taken to a loka where he has to come back soon. He doesn't want to be taken. So She says, Viseshanam, the adjective su, is mentioned there to say Dakshina Marga Nivrityartham. In order to remove, it is not Dakshina Margaha. He should not be taken through another dark path. He should be taken only through bright path, to emphasize that he is a Supatha. Is it clear? Okay. Next sentence. Nirvinnaha aham.
Nirvinnaha aham.
Dakshinena margena.
Dakshinena margena.
Gata gata lakshanena.
Gata gata lakshanena.
Ataha.
Ataha.
Yachetvam.
Yachetvam.
What he says, Nirvinnaha aham. See, the meditation, this is why Vinay Shankara's commentary. Why I should be taken through Shukla Gatihi? Why I should not be forgetfully also not taken through Krishna Gatihi? Why I should be taken only through Shukla Gatihi, bright path, not dark path? The reason he gives, Aham Nirvinnaha. The meditator calls himself a Nirvinnaha. Nirvinnaha means dispassionate person. Dispassionate person means mature individual. Mature person means he knows the limitations of Pitralokaha. Okay? Nirvedaha is noun. Nirvinnaha is participle. Do you remember where you came across the word Nirvedaha? Parikshalokan karmachitan Nirvedamayad Brahmanaha. You must have heard this word in Mundaka Upanishad. Nirvedaha, there means, isn't it? Dispassion. But Nirvinnaha, dispassionate. So he says, I am dispassionate person, which means I'm not ordinary person. I have done, okay? I'm qualified. He really tells, I am qualified, I am eligible, I deserve Devalokaha. So you must really, a person must have done a lot of hard work for him to say, I deserve this. Okay. So who is this person, Ajnani or Ajnani?
Huh?
Thank God. But that's why we can have fun here, just feeding it. Because we are all now interested in jnanam. Nirvinnaha aham. So, dakshinena margena gata gata lakshanena ataha yache. Why I am telling you? Because this dakshinaha margaha, this pitriyanaha, this dark path is a path which will take me to pitruloka. Okay? Gata gata means what? Going and coming. Once you go, you have to come back again. Go to Pitraloka, you have to come back, you return. Therefore, I do not want that. Aham yache, I am requesting you. Sometimes we aspire for first class. And because one mark, you get the first rank. Isn't it? Like that, somewhere I should not lose. So he is making it very clear. This gata gata lakshanaha dakshina margaha. This Dakshinayanam, no, this sudden, the Dakshinayanam means the dark path, Krishna Gatihi, which will take me to the world where I have, from reaching where I have to come back. I am not interested in this going and coming business. Okay? You mean he expects Karma Muktihi. So, Punaha Aham Tvam Yache. Punaha Tvam Aham Yache. Again, I request you. Punaha gamana gamana varjitena shobhanena patha naya, please lead me by that shobhanam patha. Why? By shobhanena patha means take me by bright path. Why? That path is devoid of going and coming. Once you go, you don't need to come back. You can attain Krama Mukti there. Gamana Gamana Varjitam. Gamana Gamana Varjitam means what? That which is devoid of going and coming. Whereas dark path, if you go, it is not devoid of going and coming. It is of the nature of going and coming. Once you go, you have to come back. You have to return. Once you go travel via Shukla Gati, you don't need to come back. You can attend Krama Mukti there. So, Gamana Gamana Varjitam. Varjita. Varjitena Shobanena Patha. Therefore, it is Shobanam Patha. Shobanam Patha. Supat. Why it is Shobanam Patha? Why it is a pleasant route? Why it is a beautiful one, pleasant one, desirable one? Because Gamana Gamana Varjitam, it is devoid of returning, going and coming. He says now, why you should take me? Okay? Why you should take me through Shukla Gatihi, not through Krishna Gatihi, made it very clear. Now he says, for what? First he said, Aham Nirvinnaha. No? Now he says, Raye. See the meaning of Raye. Means dhanaya for wealth. Raye means dhanaya for wealth. What is wealth here? Karma phala. Are you all reading? Raye is the original word in the mantra. And what is the meaning given by Shankara? Dhanaya. Dhanaya means for wealth. What is the wealth here? Please read after me. Karma phala. Bhogaya,
bhogaya
ityarthaha,
ityarthaha
karma phala bhogaya. Raye is the original word and Shankara first gives the meaning. Raye literally means dhanaya, which means for wealth. And for wealth in the context of the karma upasana samuchya karta, in the context of this one who wants to go to Brahmaloka, what is the wealth? It's not dollars and coins. Okay. The wealth for him is different. The wealth for him what? Karma phala bhogaya. For the enjoyment of the result of action. Karma, physical, oral and mental activity. Is upasana karma and also kayakam karma. All karma, mental activity and also physical activity. Karma phala bhogaya, for enjoying the fruits of upasanam. I have been practicing the whole of my life. For enjoying the fruits of rituals, I have been practicing my whole life. And for enjoying the fruits of the very life enjoyed by the, for living, enjoying the fruits, benefit of living life enjoyed by the Shastram. For which I must enjoy that fruit. I should not be deprived of the fruit, result of fruit of action which I have been aspiring for the whole of my life, for which I really worked hard also. So karma phala bhogaya. Raye is equal to karma phala bhogaya. For that you must take me, lead me through solar bright path. So I will go to Brahmaloka. Asman.
Asman.
Now again he tells, Asman means who am I? Yathokta.
Yathokta.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Phala.
Phala.
Visishtan.
Visishtan.
See, he calls himself, first Shankaracharya mentioned one word, Nirvinnaha. I am dispassionate, mature individual who deserves this result. And second he says, karma phala bhogaya, for enjoying the result of meditation karma I have performed. Now he says, yathokta dharma phala visishtaha, yatha ukta dharma phala visishtaha. Visishtan, plural he says. See, I the person who deserves the result of karmas which have been performed as enjoined by the scripture. I have not done anything which has not been enjoined by the Shastra. Whatever I have done only what has been strictly ordained by the Shastra. Yatha Ukta Dharma Phala Visishtaha. The one who deserves the fruit of action enjoined by the Shastra. And such me, you must lead me through solar path. One more thing he says, Vishwani.
Vishwani.
Vishwani means what? Sarvani. Sarvani.
Sarvani.
He Deva.
Deva.
Vayunani.
Vayunani.
Vishwani means Sarvani. Vayunani means Karmani. Actions. All actions. Now, Prajnanani.
Prajnanani.
See, Vayunani means Karmani. Prajnanani. Prajnana means meditation. Prajnanani. All meditations I have practiced. All rituals I have performed as a synthesizer of karma and upasanam, ritual and meditation, all that I have performed, practiced. Va Vidwan means Janan. Jan means you know, you are the knower. You are the knower of all my meditation I have practiced, and also you are the knower of all the rituals I have performed, all the oblations I have offered. Next. Kincha.
Kincha.
Now he is even, okay, still. I have done everything, and he is going to say, Kincha.
Kincha.
Okay, Kincha moreover. Yuyodhi.
Yuyodhi.
See, Yuyodhi is a verb there. Literally, it means Viyojaya. Viyodhi means Viyojaya. Viyojaya means may you separate. Literal meaning, separate here actually implies Vinashaya.
Vinashaya.
See, Viyojayati means what? Separates. The papam I have, separate the papam from me, make me have only punyam. It means remove my sins, remove my, destroy my papams. Yuyodhi,
Viyojaya,
Vinashaya. O Agne, O Deva, O Lord, please destroy, remove. What you should destroy? Asmad, Asmattaha. Juhuranam.
Juhuranam.
See, Juhuranam, for that word Shankara gives in the meaning Kutilam. Kutilam means wicked, deceitful, perverted. All these meanings, okay? Evil. Vanchanatmakam.
Vanchanatmakam.
Yenaha,
yenaha
papam. Yenaha means papam. Kutilam means the juhuranam means kutilam, one meaning. Vanchanatmakam, another meaning. This papam is very deceitful. This papam is evil. This papam is perverted. What will it do? It will deprive me of, it will block me. It will be, it will really obstruct me from enjoying what I deserve. Therefore, please, O Deva, destroy this Juhuranam Yenaha. Juhuranam Yenaha Yodhi means Papam Nashaya. Simple meaning. What simple language? Papam Nashaya. Destroy my Papam. Tataha.
Tataha.
Tato.
Tato.
Vayam
Vishuddhaha Santaha
Ishtam Prapsyamaha. Suppose one should remove our papam. If you remove my papams from me, then I am pure. No papam from me. Vishuddhaha Santaha, being clean. Okay, being clean means being free from papams. I am only punyam, being clean. Ishtam prapsyamaha. We shall attain desirable end. desired and desirable end in terms of Brahmalokaha. So now the hint is given. If you work hard wanting an end, you do the appropriate action. Simple logic here, okay? You have an end, whatever it is, to me, artha or kama or dharma or moksha, even simple lollipop also. Don't think I like lollipop, okay? Don't send lollipops to my room. I'm just telling you. Because somebody says that I gave a example and somebody sent my coconut chips. That is why I want to tell you. I only mentioned just when I see somebody little loading and I change, I say something to wake you up. That's all. Even you're sleeping with a lollipop. What does lollipop have to do with Vedanta class? You all wake up. That is why I mentioned such words suddenly in between. Okay? So what I'm saying, even whatever end you want to achieve, what should you do? Always you set goals. Leave alone moksha, jnanam and big results. Anything you want to achieve, whatever you want to achieve. Okay, even I want to have, by next year I must get my house built. Like the small ends also people can have. Any ends you have, whatever end you have, goal, once you set the goal and you do, you make efforts. And the efforts must be appropriate efforts. Sometimes you set the goals but the efforts are not appropriate. Otherwise efforts are not enough. So efforts must be appropriate efforts, adequate efforts also. Sometimes we make appropriate efforts, but our efforts may not be adequate. Then it becomes a failure. So to achieve, set a goal, to accomplish any goal, you must make sure that my efforts are appropriate, my efforts are adequate. And even if you have appropriate, adequate efforts, what will come and obstruct you? Your papam. Either people don't achieve, are not successful. Why? Because they do not make appropriate efforts. Or they do not make adequate efforts. And even if they make appropriate, adequate efforts, still they are not successful. They don't succeed because they have pratibandha. This is papam. And papam has to be neutralized. For which, what should you do? Prayer. Okay? Pratibandha nivrityartham prarthana. Pray. Seek grace. So, now he is praying. So, what he says, now I made all appropriate efforts, adequate efforts. I must go to Brahmaloka. But still my papa may deprive me of enjoying what I deserve. Therefore, he deva yodhi asmat juhuranam enaha yodhi asmat papam vinashaya. So once papam is removed from me, then what I am? Shuddhaha vishuddhaha santaha. Then remaining clean, ishtam prapsyamaha. Then nothing can stop you from enjoying what you deserve, what you aspire for. This is a secret, okay? Nothing can prevent you from enjoying what you aspire for. If prayer is done, you apart along with your adequate, appropriate efforts, if you are also prayerful, you tap Bhagavan's grace, nothing can prevent you from accomplishing what you aspire for. That logic is given here. He says, then Vishuddhaha Santaha Ishtam Prapsyamaha. We shall definitely attain Ishtam, the desirable end, remaining clean, having utilized my papams because of your grace. Kintu Vayam Idanim Te na shaknumaha paricharyam kartum. See, paricharya means service. Paricharyam kartum, to do service. To do anything, to do service, na shaknumaha idanim, we are not able to do any service to you, O Lord. Why old? Body doesn't cooperate. Right? Body now is very old. Old body, mind I am very young, ready to enjoy. What is the, you can't say my mind is old, okay? Mind never gets old. Paricharyam kartum na shaknumaha means this physical body and the limbs which alone should be involved, this body now we cannot do any paricharya. Why old body? Isn't it? Paricharyam kartum na shaknumaha idanim. Who writes this? Shankar Bhagavatpada writes, Vayam idhanim paricharyam kartum na shaknumaha. We are not able to do any service to you, O God. So what should we do? Namaskaram also I cannot do. So he says, Bhu ishtam. Say now, Bhu ishtam, Bahutaram. Te tubhyam. Te means to you. Tubhyam to you. Nama uktim. Nama uktim means the words, no, the expressions of salutations, expressions of obeisance. Isn't it? Nama uktim. Means namaskara vachanam. Videma. Means we offer namaskaras orally to you many, many, many times. Namaskarena. Paricharema. We serve you only through our expressions of obeisance, salutations. Physically, I don't bow to you, but I say orally, namaskaram, namaskaram, namaha, namaha, namami, namaskaram, I say many times. Ityartaha. Ityartaha. 18th mantra is over. So with this, the commentary on Ishavasi Upanishad is over. Now 18 mantras of Ishavasi Upanishad also over. We completed the text, but we have little Bhashyam, we'll see later on. Okay? See, the order is like this. Only papam if a person has. Only papam, no punyam at all. Then such a jiva will assume any body in keeping with the degree of papam the person has. Any other body except a human body. And if you have only punyam, then you will have celestial body, they say. Means you will remain in subtle form. You will not assume a gross body at all. Only punyam means you will not assume any form. It will be so sukshma, will remain as sukshma. Subtle form. But if you have both punyam and papam, you need a special punyam and papam to be born a human being. And of these three births, which is better? You know? Human birth. Because only in human birth, you can have self-identity. Only in human being, you can earn new punyam. Only in human being, you can attain jnana. Human life. Only as a human being, you can attain jnana. You can attain moksha. You can, isn't it? Only as a human being you are a self-conscious being. Therefore, you're eligible to attain jnana. You must know you are for you to discover what you are. You don't even know you are. How can you know what you are? Is it clear? That is why animals and other living beings, they all remain steeped in total ignorance because they cannot attain jnana. They have to assume a human body and come back in this to the world as a human being to attain jnana. Isn't it? So, to go there, to go to higher loka, you must have only punyam. So, now this upasaka makes it very clear. If at all, I have a lot of punyam to go there. Maybe some little papam may be sticking somewhere. If at all papam is there, which stops me from enjoying what I deserve, then O Agni, please Yuyodhi. Remove those papams. So make me Vishuddha, absolutely clean person of punyams. So I deserve, I'll be eligible to accomplish what I desire. What I desire, what I deserve. Om. Questions?
Om Samiji, what should be the prayer of a person who is not interested in lokas but didn't reach jnana yet? What should be the prayer?
The prayer must be expressed in the form of living a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga itself is expression of one's prayer for jnana. Plus, one must pray to the Lord to be able to live a life of karma yoga, to be able to live a life of dharma, to be able to have the sameness of mind, to be able to appreciate everything which comes as Bhagavan's prasadam. Just because I am telling you, you won't need to, don't need to listen. Shastram tells me, but I don't need to have this. So now, because I have Shraddha in what Shastram says, my prayer is to seek. I have to see where my weakness is. Where my weakness is. If I can definitely pray, hey Bhagavan, please bless me with the jnanam. Please bless me with the jnanam. And please bless me with all the qualifications I need to have your Swarupam revealed to me. This is prayer. And okay, if I have to become mentally pure, please bless me with the mental preparedness that I need to have your vision. So all the prayers must be in keeping with jnana, what you refer jnana.
For death? If it's a dying person?
Dying person also can pray for jnana, even if he doesn't deserve, at least this prayer, very good question. The person who is in deathbed can ask for jnana, but still, if he deserves, he may get it. If he doesn't deserve it, that prayer will not go waste. He will definitely be born in an atmosphere where he can pursue jnana. So always prayer is good. Now I can understand what your secret is. Suppose if I don't do anything, let me live my life, whole life. Before dying, I can ask Bhagavan, come on, jnana, Bhagavan, hey, give me jnana, give me jnana. I can escape. I understand what you ask for. That's a very good idea. See, whole life I don't do anything what I should be doing. No shravanam, no manam, no nidhyasanam, no karma yoga, no worry, live, have holiday life. And last minute, no? Last minute, oh Lord, please bless me with jnana, please bless me with jnana. And Bhagavan is fool or what? Come on. Okay. Oh my child, you want jnana. Who can deprive you from jnana? If you want jnana, definitely I'll give you jnana. Come back next janma, again go to Bhagavan will never say no to us. He will say definitely yes. But live a life of karma yoga. How are you going to utilize your papam, punya papams? Isn't it? Now one more question somebody asked me yesterday the question, do we have to exhaust all our punya papams to attain jnanam, to attain moksha? I tell you one thing, you need not, cannot exhaust all your punya papams. Punya papams will be there as long as you have doership. Doership will be there as long as you have doership, isn't it? Enjoyership and doership. You will have doership and enjoyership as long as you think you are the doer, and you will have this wrong notion as long as you have identity, wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. And you will have identity as long as you are ignorant. So once jnanam takes place, even if you are endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, you can be objective towards your own body, mind, sense complex. Isn't it? then you have, you, notionally, you are free from wrong notions that you are doer and enjoyer. You are free. Only paradha has to be exhausted, and even paradha you can exhaust objectively. You have no sanchitam, no agami. Paradha you exhaust. You, when the mind leaves, then videha muktihi. Jivan muktaha alone can attain videha muktihi. Any other question?
Meditation and upasana and karma lead to Ramaloka. If I'm not meditating an Om, which is formless form, is part of upasana?
I told you already, Om can be taken for both Nididhyasanam as well as Saguna Brahma Upasana. When you meditate upon Om as a symbol of Hiranyagarbha, it's a Hiranyagarbha Upasana. That will take you to Loka. But if you simply, if you understand the meaning of the word Om and you see, you know, as your own Swarupam, dwelling upon the meaning of Omkar is again dwelling upon your own Swarupam, by which you must know how to meditate on, then it will help you attain jnana here itself. Om is can be used for both. Have you answered the question?
So what would be the result of meditating on Om is the karma yoga?
Yeah. No, living a life of karma yoga and Om, actually Omkara, just simply even if without knowing the meaning, if you even Om, and Om mantra japa or Om meditation, simply not knowing the meaning, not say also, it will give, it will result in attainment of dispassion. Not for it. It Om actually will give you virakti. With this vairagyam will come. That is why, in fact, some people say not to tell Om to say young people, because they should not become dispassionate. I mean, see, a fruit should become ripe, should take its own time, isn't it? As well as the flower becomes small, tiny little thing, you take time to become ripe. Suddenly it becomes ripe, what will happen? Should become this big, then should become ripe. Sometimes the small, tiny ones become ripe. Not good. That's why sometimes they say even Om. Say Om is actually pranava mantra is given for sannyasis, to be frank. Because it make a person dispassionate, they say. But simply chanting Om, again lifestyle also. One must live a clean life. See, some people think of simply I can chant mantra like some magic will happen. I tell you, without living a life of values, without being prayerful and worshipful, okay, simply chanting anything will not help anywhere, take anywhere. And even being morally, ethically, you should live a very, very clean life. Even relationships. See, Shastram allows relationship, the marriages are also there. To have a clean, proper, like any illegal relationship, improper relationship, no male-female relationships, or any other relationships, all those improper lifestyle, you know, will not help such, even if you do something. But living a clean life, you also practice all these things. Then it will be effective. Very, very important, because I can live whatever the way I want to live, I just go and do mantra japa. What mantra? How will mantra work? Okay. See, for mantra you utter, it has its own power. It will definitely work. For which a lifestyle must be in keeping with what you are aspiring for. That is why karma yoga is prescribed. That is how you become. Purity means what? Mental purity. How can you handle these emotions if you don't live a clean life? Have you answered? That's your attitude. What in whatever you are doing, with what attitude you do, how you do, and how much you bring in Bhagwan into your life. See, initially very important. See, for Advaita Jnanam, you need Dvaita Bhavana. Dvaitam is definitely there. Isn't it? So, prayer and worship must be involved in life so that later on in Jnanam, the prayer, worship, your devotion, everything should culminate in vision of non-dual reality. It stops in Jnanam. Ultimately, everything is for vision of non-duality, non-dual reality. We are not physically undoing anything here. So duality, living a life of duality is for discovering the non-dual reality, non-duality of the reality. So Advaita Darshanartham, Advaita Atma Jnanartham, Advaita Vastu Darshanartham, Dvaita Jivanam. Isn't it? Living a life means duality. I am here. There's a world in front of me. Enjoying all this abode of enjoyments, instrument of enjoyments, and going through experiences. Going through all these experiences. Isn't it? Duality. Living means duality. But why is this life of duality lived? Ultimately to discover the fact of non-duality of the reality.
I had a doubt regarding the relationship between punya papa and the purity of the mind. It sounds like the purity of the mind is the... My question is, does it go on from life to life?
What? Punya papa?
Purity of the mind. Because, you know, papa...
See, purity... You need to understand what is mental purity. See, basically, whatever impurity, anything which causes disturbance in a mind is said to be impurity. What is impurity? Anything which causes disturbance. The mind, the stillness of mind, the peace of mind is disturbed. Isn't it? Let me tell you, if you see, suppose you see a small pond and the water is still there. There's a stillness of water. Okay? And one leaf falls from there above, and the stillness is disturbed. Physically, I'm thinking grossest example. Like that, your mind can be undisturbed mind. But any something comes and disturbs your mind. The anything which disturbs your mind disturbs the easiness of your mind. Is a mental dis-ease. That which disturbs the easiness of mind is disease. So what water is disturbs is said to be impurity. Then impurity means what? What is the meaning of impurity? Anything which disturbs your easiness is impurity. So when desire comes, desire is very natural, it's a blessing in disguise. But desire is in the form of likes and dislikes. Suppose desire for something which to achieve which you have to do a wrong action, the same desire, you know, the desire, some very strong desire, then you are disturbed. Anything disturbed is an impurity. So likes and dislikes are impurities. You don't say, if you do right actions, okay, otherwise it's impurity. And when the desire doesn't get fulfilled, suppose anger comes. When things are not your expectation, you feel irritated, anger. Once when anger comes, how are you? Disturbed. then it's anger is impurity. Anything which disturbs your mind is impurity. But jealousy comes. Jealousy, no? So I've been doing all the time everything, and then Swamiji doesn't give me one fruit. See, that person getting fruit every day. Okay, in ashram, no? I tell you. It's not that you're religious. Something triggers. Somewhere some smallness is triggered. Then jealousy. We'll explain, analyze more in our Kena class. Okay? So, see, the mind itself will analyze that thoroughly there. So jealousy comes. Jealousy. Then hatred. So you think somebody has done something wrong to you. In your perception, somebody has done something wrong to you. Then naturally what happens? That the hatred comes. When the hate, whenever you see this person has done this to me, hatred comes. So all these things are said to be impurities. So Shastan says these impurities are very natural. And actually they are not come new, they are no fresh, brand new impurity. Okay? Impurities are always there in your subconscious. They are dormant and latent. As long as they do not surface, you think you are free from impurities. I think I am not jealous of anybody. I don't have jealousy at all. I think. Okay? I think because it's not there now. But in a given situation, it can be triggered. So external situation becomes nimittam, instrumental, to trigger what is in your subconscious. The external situation is not responsible for your jealousy or hatred or anger. External situation or the person whom we deal with, associate with, no, they become nimittam, instrumental to trigger your situation, what is there, and it surfaces. When it comes up, and then you are disturbed. So what Shastram says, even pain also, even pain, there is no fresh, brand new pain, suffering. It's all old, subconscious, all the emotional pain is already in your subconscious. They're latent and dormant. It needs triggering to surface. And to trigger something, external situation becomes instrumental. When it surfaces, then you mistake the situation to be responsible for your unhappiness or pain or whatever it is, anger. So what I'm saying, these impurities will resolve totally only in jnanam. Until and unless this jnanam takes place, total resolution of punya, the resolution of impurities is not possible. But when you live a life of karma yoga, you are when you are managing them, you are relatively pure. In jnanam, you are absolutely pure. There is no way of undoing them. You don't need to undo. You cannot undo because you are not creating them. They are part of you. How this hair is outside, you are part of you, the body. The emotions are part of you. Isn't it? So how are you going to scrap and take it away? You can't scrub, rub and scrub and take it away. You are helpless. So you have to understand a helpless situation here. What am I don't want to be angry, but anger is there. I don't want to be jealous, but jealousy is there. I don't want to be envious of people, but envy is there. I don't want to have any hatred towards anybody, hatred is there. It's called helplessness. We don't want to have. But they're all there. So Shastram tells, in jnanam, you don't need to undo them because they will resolve themselves. So what causes these? Why they are? Isn't it? As long as ignorance is there, they'll all be there. But the more and more and more you're exposed to the teaching, gradually, the degree of reducing. But when you live a life karma yoga, you can manage them. Only two ways. Live a life of karma yoga. Karma yoga means consciously living your life. Prayerfully, worshipfully, conscious of dharma, you live. You are managing your emotions. That's why we say antakarna shuddhi means mental purity, means you will have relative purity by living a life of karma yoga. Once relatively you are pure, you are qualified for jnana. Then shastra study will help you. Then you can become contemplative, enjoy attending jnana. Once you have clear vision, then your perspective of yourself changes. What you are becomes very clear. The right perspective of what you are, what the world is, all these impurities will resolve for good. That's why nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing as purifying as jnanam. Is it clear? Otherwise, people will sell a soap, jnanam soap. Or jnana gulika tablets. Why? Put one jnana gulika, keep the water clean. Ah, you think mind is clean. No, not possible. Rigorous. Life of tapas. See, people think karma yoga is easy. It's a life of tapas. You see, Krishna, how he praises karma yoga. Have you answered your question? I have taken you somewhere else. Have you answered your question? So, impurities will be there as long as ajnanam is there in your subconscious. This is the one thing. Punya papams, you asked. Punya papams, no? So, impurities will be there. Take it for granted. How long? As long as ajnanam is there. Okay? And that is why when you are living a life of karma yoga, you become a refined person. Because you manage them. So you are refined. In jnana, you are absolutely refined. But punya papams actually will be there because it's a karma palam. Punya papa are different. Results, unexhausted results of actions which you have performed in your previous lives. They will be there. And they come. And the portion of karma palam, portion of punya papam only has come in our paradha, has given you this body, this parentage, association, whatever you are having now. It's all punyam. Isn't it? There's no. Some papam also, sometimes some pain comes. It's all papam. Punyam is what? Being yoga teacher, being part of the ashram, listening to Shastra Satsang, being with the good people. Isn't it? People who think about social well-being, welfare. It's all where you can expand mentally. Manovikasa happens, isn't it? It's all punyam. So punya papam we earn, that we have in our account. Okay? And impurities will be there. How long? So that the proportion may vary from person to person. The degree of intensity may vary from person to person. But there's no human being who's absolutely pure minded. In jnanam, they will resolve. But relatively, the proportion may differ. But every human mind, instead, something called subconscious, from where everything surfaces. That's why nobody can say, I never had anger until this minute. This only now, 9 o'clock in the morning, fresh anger came to my mind. Fresh flower only bloomed this week. No, you can't say that. Fresh anger. Fresh jealousy. No. All always in your subconscious. What is in you surfaces. I don't need to feel guilty. It is very natural. The shastram first relieves you of the guilt. And all of us are the same with reference to those problems. Don't think this person is Mahatma, this person is Mahatma. Don't take it. All of us are sailing in the same boat. Okay? The shastram cleanses. That's why jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha na vidyate. Nothing can purify you other than jnanam. Absolute purity is possible only in jnanam. Why? All the impurities are actually expressions of your wrong, erroneous perception of what you are, the problem. The disease is called fundamental problem. the error in your perception of what you are changes. My God, you have to search for jealousy, hatred, anger, they'll all disappear. Understand? That's why jnanam is the medicine. And all impedance are disease, roga. And Bhagavan is Bishak, not Bishop. Bishak means doctor. In Sri Rudram, the word comes Bishak, means doctor. Bheshajam, medicine. So you need medicine, cleansing medicine, jnanam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. See, may Bhagavan bless all of us with the clear vision of the Taittiriya Upanishad revealed in the opening verse.